listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. We're live at the Home and Garden Idea Fair in Clark County. And if you woke up this morning, and,
I did.
You were looking for something to do.
I wake up every morning, actually.
And you're in the
at least to date
Portland Vancouver I-5 corridor. You're looking for something to do. You can come down here, and it's free.
That's right. That's right. I-5 North, exit 9. It doesn't cost anything to get in here. They charge you $6 to park.
Yep. That's,
and there is some amazing things to see here. We're at the New Traditions booth over in the corner of this building. They've got a huge display, so they had to put them over in the corner. They take up a big space. They're giving away a Traeger grill right here. Giving away a Traeger grill. You just come in here, fill out the entry form, drop it in the basket, and at the end of the weekend, they're giving away a Traeger grill, and that is something to win right there. In addition to that, Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, you need to check out our Facebook page because we're giving away a $50 gift card to Cabela's. Corey even says if you don't want to go to Cabela's, he'll give you a Best Buy gift card. So go to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/WWHomeShow, or you can go to par.com, www.par.com, and click on our faces, and then grab
click on Tony's face.
Grab the Facebook link right there and go to our Facebook page. It will tell you how to win that gift card, and while you're there, like the page, because Corey is vain and requires affirmation that he is likable.
What?
No, that's not true. None of that is true. I don't know why I said that. But we have Kelly Helms with New Tradition Homes here, and we're asking him the tough questions. And we talked about you guys are building in Washington and you're moving in Oregon, Portland, and area of Vancouver area, and within an hour of your home bases.
Right, yeah.
What is the market doing right now in all of the places that you're at? How, and then how does that vary from place to place?
Sure. Well, the good news is the market is definitely improving. You've seen the news reports, and it's true. We're seeing it also. What we're seeing is that for people that have a home to sell, they're finding out that homes are actually selling quite quickly. If they price it right, the prices are now going back up where they're saying, hey, it might be a good time for me to sell and buy something new. And the homes, we've heard of stories of homes that are getting multiple offers again.
Yeah, Corey and I have been hearing that too.
Right.
Lots.
Pretty exciting.
So it is exciting. And the other good thing is even if you're buying your first home, interest rates, 4% or less?
Oh, less,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's crazy. So you can afford now, compared to 3 or 4 years ago, you can probably afford 20 to 25% more home because the interest rates are so low. So really you take those combinations, and that's why we're starting to see, too, people are coming back out and they're saying, well, I want to look at homes again. I'm ready to build my dream. I'm ready to move forward.
Right, so. And you don't just build new homes for people. You don't just build new homes for specific people. You have homes built.
We do.
That
yes.
are for sale right now that, mm-hmm. that were just built, brand
right,
new.
Right.
Where do people find those?
Well, most of the homes we build are pre-sold, okay? So most of our buyers, 90% of them come in, they tell us how they want it built, and we build it to meet that. But about 10% of the homes that we build are already ready to go. They're move-in ready, let's call it. We have some in Battleground right now that are ready. We also have some under construction in our new neighborhood on Mount Vista, which is right over by Washington State University here in Vancouver.
Oh, nice. University homes. That's a good place to build.
It is.
Yeah,
very beautiful locations. And 10,000 square foot lots surrounded by greenbelt.
Oh, my goodness.
It's gorgeous.
That's a
yeah.
huge lot.
Mm-hmm. I would kill for a 10,000 square foot
oh,
lot.
Oh, yeah. So many lots these days are like 5 or 4. I
know.
I mean, 10,000 square foot lot, that's like... That's luxury right
it
there.
Is. It's
you
really
get a
nice.
Backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And we have home buyers that are coming to us and they're saying, I'm actually downsizing. I want to sell my larger home, my 3,000 square foot home. I want to build a 2,500 square foot single level. And I want to put a shop in the back that I can use for my hobbies or that, you know, we can just have for a place to store things. And we're doing that because they have the lots that are large enough to do it. And it's working out really well.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
So when you're building homes, this is a question that I got for you. Since you're building in so many, you're up in Tri-Cities, and then you're down here in Washington and in Portland, and how do codes and things that you know, regulations, how do those change, and how do you deal with that?
Sure. Well, that's a good question. And energy codes, of course, do vary by state, right? But when we build to ENERGY STAR specifications, we're already building above state code with everything we do. So on that part, it's really not as difficult because we're ahead of the code.
Oh, right.
We're above the code. What you will see, though, is regional variations. The east side of the state, of course, is a drier climate, a little bit colder, right? West side is, some people might say it's wet over here, right?
I would say it's wet over here.
It rains.
It's always wet over here.
So there's things that we do here that we don't necessarily do on that side. On the east side, we'll build stucco homes. On the west side, we prefer not to build, so we do not even offer a stucco-built home here because we're worried about what would happen if the moisture would get into that stucco, get behind there.
Right.
On the east side, we have challenges with ice dams on the roof. You know, as the ice starts to melt, it can create a dam and get underneath the roofing. So we do some ice and water guards put on the edge of the roofing as a kind of a precaution for that. The other thing we have over there that we don't have over here is there's more dust in the air over in the Tri-Cities, mm-hmm. right? So when you talk about bringing fresh air into the home, you also have to make sure that you're not bringing a lot of dust into the home,
right?
Yeah. So the things that we can do here in Vancouver, Portland, with fresh air, we have to do them a little differently over there to make sure that we're building for the conditions and the climate.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. I mean, contractors, you know, I think a lot of times have a set of plans. We got five prints. Choose one of our five prints. We'll build it wherever you want. But guess what? It's the same every time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take into consideration climate changes and weather conditions and the things that take place in some places that don't take place in other places.
Correct.
And it is amazing to me. It's not amazing anymore. It would have been amazing to me to think
you that... You are easily amazed, sir.
It would have been amazing to me to think that there was a contractor out there that thought so far ahead of the game that they didn't have to deal with those problems because... It's already regular practice. It's already procedure for new tradition homes who's building their homes already more efficient than the state even requires. And you don't even care what state. It doesn't matter what state. We're doing it better, right? And you take into consideration all those things. And that is a prime example of your contractor looking out for your best interest. If you hire New Tradition Homes to build a home for you, they're looking out for your best interest. They're doing it better. Again, we mentioned this. I'm going to say it one more time. New Tradition Homes pioneered high efficiency, energy efficient homes in the Pacific Northwest. And everybody's just playing catch up at this point, honestly. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to get a home in the Pacific Northwest area, you know, again, an hour south of the Portland, Vancouver area, or north, and then in the Tri-Cities area. So what is an hour west of Pasco? Can you think how far is there? That's probably like a wildlife preserve or something. I don't even know what's up there, but you can look at your map and get a feel for where New Tradition
50 miles, I heard. 50 miles.
50 miles. I don't know how far that is, but you can get an idea where they're going to be doing, where their core projects are. Battleground.
That's right.
Up by Washington State University.
Right. Yeah, and that's exciting, too, for this year. We're always looking for best locations because people still look for, they say, that I want to look at the location first, then I want to find the perfect home to put in that location. And we've tried to really always be ahead of the game and where are people looking for. So we have, right now, we currently have Mount Vista and the Salmon Creek area. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the new hospital, Washington State University. We also have a new project in Battleground. So it's really nice to have good locations to choose from with large lots. If you go to the Tri-Cities, you'll find the same thing. We're not just in one neighborhood. We're in multiple neighborhoods. So we can usually find something that works for everyone.
That's great.
So I wanted to talk to you really quickly about, you know, earlier in the before the break, I said you've been around for 25 years. Mm-hmm. It's your anniversary this year. You guys build a high quality home and a high energy efficient home, but how does somebody know? How does somebody know that you are giving them what you say you're giving them?
That's a very good question, and we try to build the tools for people to when they come to our model that they can compare. We call it Dare to Compare, right? We try to give them that kind of a tool so that when they're shopping, when they're looking at a used home or another new home, they can just go through the list and they can say, okay, New Tradition builds it like this. How is this one built? So that's one tool. But we also are a third-party certified builder. So you don't have to take our word for it. you can take the word of an inspector that's been brought on, you know, independent third-party inspection. They've tested the home, they've viewed the home, and they've certified that the
home
is
built.
They
put their stamp of approval on it.
Exactly.
So
right.
They've done some of the things that I see on this third-party testing is blower door testing.
Yes.
Duct tightness testing.
Mm-hmm.
Complete system analysis and moisture testing before drywall is hung. I think that's huge.
It is. It
because
is. Right.
Too many times, well, especially in the Pacific Northwest, in the valley at least, because it does rain here.
No.
A little bit. There's sheetrock going up on wet walls, and there's mold growing back there, and they don't even know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't see what's behind the walls after it's built.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, more with New Tradition Homes. You're listening to Tony and Corey. Your Weekend Warriors.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. You listen to Tony and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I'm Corey.
You are not.
I'm Tony. I'm always trying to be Corey. But for some reason, I'm too tall and too good looking.
You need to stay the same weight and lose about 8 inches and you'll be Corey.
And then I'd have to grow a little bit of peach fuzz on my chin.
Hey.
And then people would make fun of it.
That takes a long time to grow.
I know it. I can see. You probably haven't shaved that in months.
Years. So we're on location today at the Home and Garden Idea Fair in Clark County. And it's free. You should come on down. If you come to the New Tradition Homes booth, they're giving away a Traeger.
Giving away a Traeger. Man, you said a lot of stuff really fast there. You left out some details.
It's okay. Google, man.
Google. If you can go onto our Facebook page and click on the GPS button, and it'll lead you right to
it. It will?
No. It won't, but that would be cool, wouldn't it?
You're making stuff up.
Yeah, I am.
So, also, go to our Facebook page today, WW Home Show, facebook.com/WW Home Show. We're giving away a $50 Cabela's gift card.
Or you can go to par.com, and click on Corey's face, and then there's a little Facebook link right there that'll take you right to our Facebook page. And it will tell you how to win a $50 Cabela's gift card or a $50 Best Buy gift card. If you decide you want to make that switch, we can do that if you're chosen. But while you're on our Facebook page, like the page, would you?
Absolutely. So, Kelly, last thing I want to talk to you about is, you know, you talked about the market coming back, but is it a good time to buy and why?
It definitely is a good time to buy. And we talk about the market coming back. We've been through, the market hit the bottom. It's kind of bounced back. So we don't have that fear that we may have had a few years ago that is there still room to go down lower. We're not seeing that. We're seeing just the opposite. Prices are slowly going up, and people are coming out to buy, which means if you have a home to sell, it's a good time to sell it. And so, we're definitely seeing it as a good time to buy. And the homes, we can honestly say, the things that we've learned over the last 10 years are making the homes better than they've ever been.
Right.
They perform better. You know, the designs have changed. The way people are living, we're trying to address that in the way we design the home. So the kitchens, there's more kitchen. There's more great room space, so interaction with the families designed in the homes. There's more retreat in the master retreat so that
more
you
retreat.
Can get away. Right?
You know, I've heard, as in doing the show, we do a lot of research, and I had heard that over the past few months, the name of the master bedroom is changing.
It is, because it's a sanctuary from life, right?
Right.
And you want to get away from it all, head to the master retreat. And so we've tried to add those features as standard in our new homes. In fact, I think it was you that said, the kitchen island is so large that you could vote someone off of it.
Right? I did say that
right.
A year ago.
I remember that. That was very funny. I remember not being able to stop laughing about that. That was a huge island in that kitchen. It's true. It was the biggest kitchen I think I've ever seen.
But it's so funny. You know, we just moved into a new house, and it's a pretty small kitchen. And we had 12 people over, and we were all still slammed into that tiny kitchen.
That's how we live.
It's just the way it is. The kitchen is the place, no matter what. Mm-hmm.
You gravitate there. Well, the food starts there. I mean, you know that better than anybody, Corey. So we were talking about the market.
Right.
Oftentimes, I think we think of the market as a buyer's market mm-hmm. or a seller's market. Mm-hmm. Our situation right now is different than that.
It's neutral.
It's like a perfect storm right now because it is not only beneficial to buy,
right.
it's beneficial to sell.
That's exactly right.
You can benefit both ways. Sell your home now because it's time to sell and buy a new home now because it's time to buy.
You're right.
With interest rates as low as they are.
Yes.
And home prices coming up. Mm-hmm. People have been sort of trapped in their home for like the last 5 years, afraid to do anything because they were afraid that they would lose money.
Right.
Well, I think it takes a while for things to catch up with people.
I think
because
so.
In 2008, 2009, they still thought their house was worth $500,000 mm-hmm. because they're just behind the curve.
Right.
And then when it lost all that money, I think they still think that it's not worth anything.
Right.
Right.
But in reality, it is.
The fact is, it is rebounding. I was looking at a chart, a graph the other mm-hmm. day that was sent out from, Home Builders Association or something. And the graph showed home prices in 2005, mm-hmm. home prices in 2009. And you can't see me, but my hands are separated from the top to the bottom.
Right.
And how far it's rebounded back. It is mm-hmm. literally.
Well, if you took
home values are back to like 2007 or 2000.
Yeah, if you take it, home values and how they climb from 1920 till now, they pretty much go in a straight line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you
a straight line up,
a straight line up,
right?
Small amount per year, they just rise. Home property values rise.
Consistent incline.
So when you see those bubbles like 2004, 2005, it was 20% above normal. So when it burst hard,
and it dropped
to
22% below normal.
That's right.
So now we're actually back on
like plus eight.
Zero or plus eight,
yeah.
which is where we want to be. We don't want to be 20% above normal because
that's inflated.
Right.
And an inflated home value is
not good.
It's not a dependable home value.
Yeah. We believe it's a healthy marketplace right now. Yeah.
And
that's where it should be.
That's really what it's about. So if you sell now because home values are up, but you buy now because home values are real.
Mm-hmm.
They are true. They're
they're
really where they should be, and interest rates are low, and that's good. You have to take your banker out to dinner to get a loan, though.
Yeah,
you know that's the only thing is everybody's so tight with their money still, but now's the time to make it happen.
And one of the things I see becoming very, very big in the next 10 to 15 years is that people will buy on quality, craftsmanship, and how energy efficient their home is and how healthy it is. Not whether it has granite or not. I think that's going to change. Real estate agents are going to start saying, check out the insulation in this house.
Right.
Check out the hardwood.
Right. It is changing.
It is changing. We're seeing that in the buyers that are coming in, the things that they're asking for. They're still, of course, very interested in the design and the products that are in the home. They're always going to be looking for the next best, the up-and-coming design, the best products, right? But we are seeing, too, that they're asking the important questions. How will this home perform? How much will this home cost me? And how will this home be as far as for the health of my family?
Yeah.
They're asking those questions today.
You know what that makes me think of? When you go appliance shopping, right?
Right.
You go appliance shopping and you choose a refrigerator. Mm-hmm. I like this refrigerator. Right on the front is this big sticker that says, this is how efficient this is. This is what it costs you to run it. This is, you know, it's got all that stuff listed. I think, you know, eventually homes are going to have a big sticker.
I think so, too.
And it's going to say, this is what it's going to cost you to operate this home.
Right.
And this is, you know, this is how efficient it is. And I think that's where we're headed.
There's a lot of those programs in place right now that are catching on.
They are.
A report card for how your home is
performing,
correct.
And with this third-party
certification
that you've got, that's literally what it is. It may not be on a bright yellow piece of paper stuck on the front door,
right?
But you can call a third party.
It should be.
Who is informed, who has no tie to New Tradition Homes, no affiliation other than that they are the decision makers, and they will say to you, if you're buying a New Tradition home, you're making a good choice.
Exactly.
Because these guys are doing it right.
Right.
So it's proof that that you guys can toot your own horn.
Right.
And nobody can say, well, not those guys, right?
You know, that's exactly right.
Because you're supported.
Another thing that buyers are, when they're out there looking at homes today, a lot of times they'll compare price to price a new home to a used home, but they're not necessarily considering what it would take to upgrade that used home to meet the specifications or the performance or the healthiness levels of a new home.
I've been there, and it costs more than you will want to spend. Trust me.
That's all the time we've got.
Thank you,
Kelly Holmes. Yeah. New Tradition Homes. Come out to Clark County Fairgrounds and check out their booth. You've been listening to Tony and Corey, your weekend warriors. We'll see you next Saturday.